with regard to bay'at. It's many of us have become bay'at with various mashayikh. It's not a formality. It's not just a matter of giving in the application form and then not even being worried whether my application has been accepted. And many times they are all conditions of acceptance, and we don't worry of those conditions. I just became bay'at, it's enough. That is also a great thing. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali said, all in my silsila, I've asked Allah Ta'ala for them, for their forgiveness. And we are all in that silsila. So Allah, so just the name of bay'at is also very mubarak. As Maulana Muhammad explained, whatever nisbat is with Allah Ta'ala, Allah's nisbat, there is no end to the barakat and goodness of that. So that is also, but the real reality is that we must follow it up. And in that is what we are told to do, that we must do. Maulana knows also, mashallah, he was bayat with great, great mashayikh, but Maulana Musa will explain, and for the ladies also, Maulana Musa will give them what has to be done. So all that we have to do. And then keep a contact also, even just to inform. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, at the later part of his life, when Hazrat now couldn't respond to people, reply to their letters, and he advised them to keep contact with his khalifa. And then he said also that those people asked which khalifa, he said, those who are not keeping contact with me, I don't know their condition. So I can't tell you, you must give with this person. But that those who are keeping contact and I have an idea of their condition, I can suggest to you. So it's very important that that contact also, it doesn't mean every day, every week, from time to time, but that contact be there. And if there's nothing else, just for du'as also. And as it was explained also, many times it's explained, not just to say the good that we are doing. We don't go to a doctor and say, doctor, my head, no problem. My stomach, no problem. My back, no problem. And assalamu alaikum, I'm going. We go to a doctor to tell him only our problems. We don't tell him all the good. Only our problems we tell him. I got this pain. I got that sore. I'm feeling like this. I want the solution. So with the mashayikh also, we have to say our wrongs that we are doing. And this is also, we shouldn't be, many people feel like in the, with the Christians, by the, you go in, confession you make, and the priest forgives you. This is not that. The sheikh cannot forgive. Allah is the forgiver. Yeah, it's only like the doctor. He'll just, you tell him your illnesses, he'll give you the remedy. And sometimes we have a sore, a boil in a very awkward place. At that time, we'll have to show it to, as much as we don't want to show it, and the doctor doesn't want to see it also. But unfortunately, so sometimes if certain things of ours which have to be told, and a real sheikh is he who will not tell anyone else. And he, and really our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, what great mashayikh Allah has given us. Unfortunately, we couldn't benefit as we have to. Hazrat says some people are afraid to speak of their weaknesses, then they won't get khilafat. That Murid has got this weakness. But he says the more you speak of your weakness, the more the Shaykh respects. That he can see you are genuine, you want your Islam. And that is, he has more love for you and more respect for you. Not that he loses respect that you say, I got this weakness, I got that weakness. He got more respect for you. And we, how Shaitan puts it, just say, I'm my tahajjud, how many suparas I'm reading, how much du'as I'm making, so the sheikh will get more respect. No, in that case, the sheikh also will feel he's just like showing off. He's just showing all his good things. And every one of us got weaknesses. And we show, and mashallah, many of our friends, they write their weaknesses. And when they write, I feel so guilty that these weaknesses are more in me than what is in them. What am I going to advise them? But they write their weaknesses, and that is the correct thing. So really, to make our Islah, that is the object. And if we make our Islah, if we don't make our Islah, people speak also that he's a murid, so many years he's a murid, big khalifa, but what conditions? That at home, what are the conditions, what are the fights that are taking place, etc. Why is that still happening? So we're making, because we're not making our Islah. We're thinking that I'm not only making my Islah, that I'm a Muslim. I'm making other people's Islam. And my own condition is still so bad. So we don't find peace within ourselves. We are fighting, we are screaming, we are shouting. We're making our homes like Jahannam in this world already. With the screaming and shouting and accusing. And how sadly at that time, what reports we get of some people, Allah save us, also, what words we are saying. Making what bidduas. One time in Makkah Sharif, we were buying something at a shop, some food shop. And there was an argument between one person and the person, the saleswoman. And I couldn't believe it in Makkah Sharif, what badduas that person was giving. And badduas, curses which we give, if it doesn't fall on that person, they return on you. So how dangerous it is. But because the tongue is not under control, eyes are not under control, thoughts are not under control, and this is what Islam is, to bring this under control. Allah give us all tawfiq, let us work in the correct direction, inshallah.